Track 1, St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is an important national holiday in Ireland. Traditionally, it celebrates the arrival of St. Patrick to the island and the beginning of Christianity. St. Patrick was a Christian missionary who lived in the 5th century. People believed that he was kidnapped and taken to Ireland as a slave. He spent 6 years in Ireland, and it is said that during this time he found God, and with the help of God, he could escape. After he'd arrived back home, he became a priest. He later returned to Ireland to convert the Irish to Christianity. Myth also says that he drove the snakes out of Ireland, which is, of course, not true. We celebrate St. Patrick's Day on 17th of March because the legend says that he died on this date. For a long time, St. Patrick's Day was only celebrated in Ireland and it was merely a religious holiday. It later became a holiday in Ireland. The first small parade in Ireland was held in 1903 and the first real official parade took place in Dublin in 1931. But especially in North America, St. Patrick's Day was much more important and often a bigger celebration than in Ireland. People whose ancestors had come from Ireland to the USA or Canada celebrated their Irish history and their cultural roots. And so the day became more and more important as more and more people started to celebrate it. Nowadays, St. Patrick's Day festivities generally involve parades and festivals, Irish traditional music sessions, wearing something green or a shamrock. The idea of holding parades actually even started in the USA and spread from there to Ireland. The oldest parades started in the USA. The first celebrations were held in Boston in 1737. The first parades took place in New York City in the 1760s. There are many parties and concerts, and even the Irish Prime Minister meets the US President to give him a present, a bowl filled with shamrocks. As in Ireland, people wear something green, but those who do not can get pinched. Many cities also dye large rivers green, among them the Chicago River and the Hudson River. Even a fountain in the park of the White House is dyed green. So, you can see, St. Patrick's Day is not only a religious holiday anymore, it has become a celebration of Irish culture and tradition.